Okay, let's dive straight into it. We're looking at the really intricate legal landscape for workers' compensation investigations, specifically here in California.
Yeah, it's complex. We've gone through, quite a few sources, legal requirements, privacy rules, even the tactics used on the ground and the ethical lines.
Right. And our mission today, really, for you listening, is to cut through that complexity.
Exactly. To zero in on those absolutely crucial legal guardrails, the ones investigators, TPAs, that's third-party administrators, of course, and employers have to follow when they suspect fraud.
And it's clear from the sources, isn't it? Getting this wrong isn't just a small mistake.
Oh, absolutely not. It can completely sink the case. Doesn't matter how strong the evidence might seem otherwise, the legal steps have to be right.
It really underscores the high stakes involved. It's such a delicate balance, you know?
It is. You're trying to uncover deception, which is, well, necessary sometimes.
But you have to do it while walking this very fine legal line.
And the sources show stepping off that line, even just a little bit.
Big consequences. Evidence thrown out, maybe civil lawsuit.
Or worse, yeah. We'll touch on some key things from the sources, maybe some surprising pitfalls like social media exposures and just how tricky certain claims can be.
So foundationally, what do investigators need before they even start?
Well, what's fascinating, and it's a core point in the sources, is how basic the requirements are right at the beginning, procedural stuff.
Okay.
Before an investigator even thinks about gathering info, they absolutely must be properly licensed. That's through the BSIS, Bureau of Security and Investigative Services.
Right, the state licensing body.
Exactly. And critically, there must be clear written authorization from the TPA or the employer.
So no, just going off on their own.
No way. The insight here is operating without those basics isn't just, sloppy work. It actually invalidates the whole investigation, leaves everyone wide open to liability.
Okay, so license and authorization are step one. Got it. Then let's talk about the how, the actual methods. What about pretexting? The sources mention that heavily.
They do. Pretexting is basically getting information under false pretenses.
And California law is strict on this.
Incredibly strict. The sources make that absolutely clear. You generally cannot impersonate law enforcement, government officials. You can't use deception to get private records or data. That's just illegal, plain and simple.
So what kind of information gathering is okay then? Is any pretexting allowed?
It's extremely narrow, what might be permissible, really limited, like maybe asking general questions anyone could ask.
For example,
Like calling a business from their public listing, asking about their services, just like a normal potential customer would. You're not lying about who you are to get past privacy walls or trick someone.
okay, that makes sense. So aggressive deception is definitely out. What about actually watching someone? Surveillance. Can they just film people anywhere?
No, absolutely not. The sources all point back to the plain view doctrine. That's the key principle.
Plain view.
Meaning, surveillance is only okay in public places, places where someone doesn't have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Like sidewalks? Public parks, stores, maybe.
Exactly. Parking lots visible from the street, places anyone could happen to see them.
So walking the dog on a public street, fair game.
Pretty much. But the sources emphasize you cannot film inside their home or behind a locked gate. Anywhere they'd reasonably expect privacy, expect to be shielded from public eyes.
And drones. That seems like a gray area.
Less gray in California now, actually. The sources mention laws like AB 856 and SB 142. Using drones over private homes without consent, that's a huge legal risk. Likely trespass or invasion of privacy.
Wow. Okay. So physical surveillance is limited to public view. Drones are mostly out over homes. What about sound? Recording conversations.
Another area where California is really strict. Penal Code 632 is the key here, according to the sources.
And that says,
It's a two-party consent rule, meaning everyone in a confidential conversation has to agree to be recorded.
everyone. So no secret recordings.
Generally, no. Even if you're sort of in public, if the situation implies privacy, secretly recording is illegal. And any audio you get that way, inadmissible. Plus, potential criminal charges, civil suits. It's serious.
Okay, the law definitely puts up some big barriers. Public visual observation, yes, within limits. Secret audio, generally no. But the sources bring up something powerful now.
Yeah.
Digital evidence. Social media.
Yes. The Pilates instructor case mentioned in the materials is a perfect example of this. Social media can be incredibly revealing.
But there are rules there too, I assume.
Absolutely. Admissibility, the sources stress, depends entirely on how carefully it's collected and authenticated.
Authentication. Meaning proving it's real.
Exactly. And that means preserving the metadata, timestamps, geolocation data, device info, all that embedded data.
Why is that so important?
because that metadata is often the key to proving when and where a photo or video was actually taken and posted, and crucially, that it hasn't been faked or altered.
Which, as the sources showed in that Pilates case, can blow a hole in a claimant's story about their physical limits if they're posting public pics of themselves teaching class miles away.
Precisely. California Evidence Code 1552 covers this. You have to authenticate digital evidence. Metadata provides that proof.
So, investigators can look at public social media.
Public profiles, yes. But the sources also warn, only what's publicly accessible. You can't create fake profiles to friend someone or use trickery to get into private accounts.
Ah, so that falls back under illegal pretexting.
Right, and it violates platform rules too, makes the evidence totally unusable.
Got it. So, stick to public stuff, grab the metadata, meticulously keep it clean legally. What about ethics? Do investigators have to share everything, even stuff that helps the claimant?
Yes, the sources really underscore that. It's part of that legal tightrope, drawing on principles like Brady v. Maryland in criminal law. If the investigator finds evidence that actually supports the claimant's injury, evidence that helps their case, exculpatory evidence, they have an ethical and often legal duty to disclose it.
Even if it hurts the fraud defense.
Yes. Hiding favorable evidence can destroy the case and lead to serious trouble for the investigator, the TPA, everyone.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener, trying to understand this?
Well, it means that investigating potential workers' comp fraud in California isn't the Wild West. It's tightly regulated.
Key takeaways, then.
The core things are surveillance is strictly limited to public plain view. Most pretexting to get private info is illegal. Audio recording needs two-party consent under Penal Code 632.
And digital evidence.
Powerful, yes, like social media. But its value hinges entirely on legal collection and careful authentication, especially that metadata we talked about. The case examples really highlight that.
So getting these fundamentals right, the licensing, the authorization, respecting privacy, consent rules, proper evidence handling, that's everything.
It's the difference between admissible evidence for a valid defense and a case collapsing because the investigation itself broke the law.
It shows the system tries to balance preventing fraud with protecting individual rights.
Definitely. Significant protections are built in.
So here's a final thought just for you to mull over. Technology keeps changing so fast, doesn't it? Blurring public and private lines.
Constantly.
How do you think that ongoing tension between legitimate investigation and personal privacy will keep reshaping these legal boundaries in the future? Something to think about.